Let's get to business with Giles Beckford. Good morning, Giles.
Good morning to you, Corin.
I see the markets have rebounded a little bit today.
They have indeed. Some positive economic numbers in the US, particularly on factory activity. And the drug company Merck has been lifted by progress in the approval of its COVID-19 pill. So the main indices, Dow Jones currently up 1.1%, the S&P 500 1.5% higher, and the NASDAQ 1.3% up. Our own top 50 index far more modest yesterday. It eked out a 5-point gain, 12,724 is where it starts today. And the New Zealand dollar a touch firmer at 68.4 US cents, 95.9 Australian.
And more importantly, in your main bulletin, you're talking about jacuzzis.
Yes, trust you to go there straight away, eh? It may come as a surprise to you, but one of the world's biggest spa pool retailers is based in Nelson.
That is a surprise.
And it's just been bought out by, of course, the company synonymous with hot tubs, Jacuzzi, so we've got a story on that. We look also at the $350 million share float and stock exchange listing for the property company Winton. You will have seen their adverts for congenial suburban developments. And the medicinal cannabis industry says it's still got a few legislative kinks to iron out to get itself as a lucrative export industry. All that, and of course, the latest from the markets at around 10 to 7.
Sounds excellent. Thank you very much, Giles Beckford.